*464*2# to play Pick a Box. That's *464*2#. Dust those boys and you could take home up to 50,000 pacha this merry, merry December. Limitless play and Christmas cheer all day, every day with Ichola Mega Box.
Hey you, wherever you are, Chipata to Mongu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopara to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fans. Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON. It's all on. It's the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kantemba, the cheer in your sitting room. It's on for you. Best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every scream, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
This Christmas, Eastport Mall is bringing the magic to life. Discover our vibrant Christmas market filled with gifts, treats, and holiday surprises. Bring the little ones for coloring, face painting, and magical story time sessions, and exciting production performances happening on the 20th of December. And get ready for the East Park Fashion Show, where festive style steals the spotlight. Enjoy amazing live performances, and as you shop, stand a chance to win fantastic prizes at your favorite stores. Celebrate, shop, and make unforgettable memories this season at East Park Mall. The lifestyle choice.
Here's Mike. He loves his Maximo. He starts with banana flavor for breakfast. He moves with vanilla during traffic. He moves with strawberry at lunchtime. He even has chocolate flavor at dinner too.
Mike, dinner too?
I can't help it. It's Maximo. Be like Mike. That's me, by the way. Move with the Maximo you love. Maximo flavored milk. Let Maxi move you.
In my life, so let's begin with yours.
Baby cereal. Great start for little tummies.
When your business needs to stand out, trust the experts at ED Line Business Solution. We bring your brand to life with high quality printing, creative design, and professional branding services. From billboards, banners, car branding, office branding, and sticker printing to t-shirt printing and complete company profile, ED Line does it all. We design powerful logos and full branding packages, and we specialize in identity card printing for schools, companies, organizations, and individuals. And yes, we also offer premium embroidery on t-shirts, caps, head soaks, bags, towels, and so much more. Quality, creativity, reliability. That's ED Line Business Solution, your complete branding and printing partner. Call us today and let's elevate your brand on 0974-000-241 or 0965-272-770. Or you could come to Church House, Cairo Road, opposite Bank of Zambia. ED Line Business Solution, your one-stop print shop.
Keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be a ordinary lover.
Put the sun back. Put the sun back. Put the sun back. showing back, I bet you're showing back. If you're showing back, I bet you're showing back.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a Silver Jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
President Hakainde Hichilema has sent Bill 7 into law. Zambia and Tanzania emphasize the importance of simplified trade regime. In international news, CAR deploys armed forces and MINUSCA to secure elections. In sports, South Africa, futsal national team aims for a win.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. President Hichilema has assented to Constitution of Zambia Bill No. 7, making it law. Meanwhile, Vice President Mutale Nalumango says Bill 7 debate reflects Zambia's strong democracy. Mrs. Nalumango says their divergent views surrounding the process leading to Bill 7 are healthy and demonstrate the strong democratic values that Zambia stands for. Mrs. Nalumango has called on Zambians to reach the law with constructive debate is a sign of a vibrant and maturing democracy. She also paid tribute to President Hakainde Hichilema for his leadership and commitment to constitutional governance. The Vice President was speaking after President Hichilema assented to Bill 7 at the Bulungushi International Conference Center, officially turning it into law. Mrs. Nalumango said government remains open to dialogue and urged citizens to engage with law based on facts rather than speculation. In another development, Zambia and the United Republic of Tanzania have convened their second bilateral meeting on the simplified trade regime for Nakonde Tunduma border post. The meeting is intended to reaffirm bilateral commitments intended to strengthen the participation of small cross-border traders. Over the next 3 days, delegates from Zambia and Tanzania will engage in a focused discussion to address key issues and develop clear implementable decisions. The bilateral meeting starts with a joint technical meeting that will run from 17th to 18th December and will be followed by the Joint Steering Committee meeting on 19th December 2025. The Joint Technical Committee meeting is expected to lay the groundwork for the steering committee, enabling delegates to review progress, address challenges, and provide strategic guidance on implementing the simplified trade regime in order to enhance cross-border trade cooperation between the two nations. The Technical Committee meeting is being co-chaired by Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chief Economist in the Department of Foreign Trade, Mr. Billy Malijani, and Acting Assistant Director, Regional Integration in the Ministry of Industry and Trade, Tanzania, Mr. Frank Kabika. The meeting's outcome are anticipated to translate policy commitments into practical outcomes that benefit traders, border communities, and economies at large, demonstrating the shared resolve of both countries to promote cross-border trade and regional integration. In another development, thousands of new households are expected to join the social cash transfer program as a result of the government's increased efforts to support most vulnerable in Central Province. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Myuna Monakampwe, who witnessed the final selection of new beneficiaries in Chitambo District, emphasized government's efforts to raise the number of social cash transfer beneficiaries from 1.3 million to 1.5 million. In Central Province specifically, over 66,000 new beneficiaries have been approved to begin receiving funds in 2026, bringing the total provincial case close to over 170,000, a significant increase from 43,000 in 2021. Dr. Monakampwe emphasized the importance of community involvement in the selection process to ensure that only the most deserving families are included, promoting transparency and honesty. While in Chitambo, the Permanent Secretary